huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. I may have just witnessed the dumbest post-pandemic law I have ever seen pass. Now, let me know what you think about this. Bearing in mind, we've had probably the biggest worldwide event since the Second World War. COVID, pandemic, lockdowns, massive mental health issues, physical health issues, massive lack of flow of money in the economy, the taxes, the expenses, the debt. And get this, right? Get this. Insider has just reported that it is now illegal for bosses to text their workers outside of office hours. Thankfully, at the moment, just in Portugal, though bear with me. Let me say this again. It has now been made illegal for bosses to text or contact workers outside of office hours in Portugal. If you message or email your workers at 5:31 p.m., you will be fined. You will be fined. Now, I think this is fucking ridiculous. I would love your thoughts. Please enlighten me. Now, I'm going to tell you what they say is behind this change in law. My big freaking worry is it comes to the UK. Do not bring it to the UK. We need to work ourselves back into a good economic situation again. People don't need to be less contactable. They need to be more accountable. All right, so listen up. And by the way, stay with me and also share in the comments what you think. So it will now be illegal for bosses to text or contact workers after hours in Portugal. You will be fined. In fact, that law is now passed. Is that the dumbest law you have ever seen passed since the lockdown? I haven't seen a dumber one. Now, apparently, the Socialist Party in Portugal wanted to make it a law that you'd be able to turn your phones off completely. 5:31, turn your phone off. Don't have to turn it on again at 9 p.m. What about if there's an accident? What about if there's an emergency? What about if there's a massive server outage in the company? Oh, no, wait a minute. We're not allowed to contact. What about if there's a security breach? Or what about if there's a COVID outbreak? Oh, no, it's illegal to contact anyone. Fucking hell. No. Next, do you know what's coming next? Or you looked at someone in the staff room, that's illegal. You're going to get fined. You looked at a staff member. You looked at a worker in the staff room. Illegal. Fine. Jesus. Now, next thing they passed is that employers must also pay work from home expenses such as electricity and the internet. I think that's okay. I just want you to know I'm not extreme. I am balanced and I'm not biased. You know, if people's expenses are going up, then that should be covered. Yes. Let me say this, though. Are we going to get tax breaks? Are we going to get tax breaks for the increase in costs we have in using Zoom, etc.? Or maybe the lower productivity and accountability? And when I say we, I am, of course, an employer and a business owner. So, yes, I have one position that I'm taking. And by all means, if you disagree with me, let me know in the comments. But the world's going fucking mad, right? Listen to this. I did a video on this a couple of days ago where there's a wealth tax proposal. Listen to this. There's a wealth tax proposal where billionaires and really successful wealthy people who have companies where the prices go up, you get taxed when your shares go up, even if you haven't realised the profit. I think it's the Democratic Party that are proposing that as soon as your share price goes up, you get taxed immediately. Even if you don't fucking draw it. Even if you don't draw the tax. What, so they're going to give us a tax rebate if the shares go down? Of course they're not. They take off you, but they don't give back. It's not balanced. Who the fuck thought to tax a company or an entrepreneur for shares going up in... your cryptos went up. Yeah, they went up yesterday 25%. Give us 15% of that, thanks. And then they go down 100%. Oh, but we're not giving you the money back. Who the fuck is running the world? Someone's asked me to start again. All right, quickly then. A law has just been passed in Portugal, now making it illegal for bosses, not just company owners, but bosses, to contact their workers outside of office hours. And if you message them at 8:59 a.m. or 5:31 p.m., you get fined. Fucking right. I get up at 6 a.m. I do all my emails at 6 a.m. If this fucking law comes to the UK, I'm there at 6 a.m. because I run the business. I'm accountable. I pay all the staff. I have 250 outsourcers, contractors and staff. And I pay them all. But wait a minute, I'm not allowed to talk to them until 9 a.m. Oh, and you better get all your emails in before 5:30 p.m. because I'm not allowed to message them after 5:31 p.m. Otherwise, I get fined. I get fined every fucking way anyway. I get corp tax has gone up. National insurance has gone up. Income tax will be going up. I pay 70 pence in the pound in tax. I've worked this out. VAT, corp, NI times 2... income, all the other stealthy taxes, business rates, when everything I buy has got tax on it, I'm fucking working for the government, 70p in the pound. They've got it right. They've got it right. Right. Now, thankfully, at the moment, this is only in Portugal, the Labour Socialist Party in Portugal. Let me know what you think in the comments about this. Now, let me give you some more updates here. Now, Portugal have launched a new nomad village, and there are free workstations and Wi-Fi in this nomad work village. Apparently, they're trying to attract more digital nomads. Digital nomads is now a word in the dictionary. Apparently, the digital nomads, i.e. work from anywhere. Here's the thing. If you're a digital nomad and you work anytime, anywhere. Wait a minute. So you're fining us for messaging a digital nomad after 5:31 p.m. and before 9 a.m. But digital nomads work anywhere, anytime, anyway. Well, it's just a complete fucking contradiction. But apparently now there's 11 million digital nomads in the US, and there's been a 50% increase in digital nomads in the last year. Now, look, I've been encouraging many of you to build a remote business. I wrote a book called Life Leverage. Give yourself some freedom and autonomy. I have 250 staff, contractors and outsourcers. And I can still work from home, and that's all good. But don't make me, find me, rule me, and control me in office hours. When I don't work office hours anyway, and digital nomads don't work office hours. There's quite a lot of people saying, own nothing, be happy, and the great reset. Let me know what you mean by all those in the comments. Let me know what you think. Now, this is the fucking worrying bit for me. Many other countries are looking to follow suit. Many other countries, I think I saw, Barbados? Some other countries, definitely some European countries. Like, we need to get productivity up. If the engine stalls in the car, I'll tell you what the solution is, take the engine out. Yeah, the car doesn't need an engine anymore. No, you need to fire the engine on all fucking cylinders. Please hit the share button if you either agree with me or you think we need to discuss this. Do not put this on UK shores. Loads of European countries are offering now virtual visas. Fair enough. I have no problem with paying expenses if they're required. And I have no problem with more of a digital or remote lifestyle. As long as productivity goes up and not down. But if I can't message my staff until 9 a.m., when I'm working at 6 a.m. and 70 pence in every pound that I earn or spend goes to the government, and I get up at 6 o'clock and work for them. Fuck. We need to get our way out of this mess, not more in it. So I just don't get it. I'm all up for people working remotely across the world. But here's the thing. Isn't a digital nomad someone who works anytime, anywhere? So doesn't a digital nomad go, I want to work from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and see the sunrise and have my coffee and go to the gym and have a 3-hour break in the day. And then I want to work from 11 till 2. And then I maybe want to work from 7 to 9 p.m. Isn't that the point of being a digital nomad? Anytime, anywhere. I cannot believe, I just can't believe this. I cannot believe a country has made it illegal to message someone. Oh, is there anyone who's employed who agrees with this law? I'll happily discuss. Enlighten me. Maybe I'm missing something. Enlighten me. I'm happy to hear your thoughts. I think the world's gone fucking crazy post pandemic and lockdown. I know it's hurt people. I know it's made illness and death. I know it's hurt people's mental health. I get all that. But the way out of a problem is to work and hustle and innovate your way out of a problem, not do more things that compound the problem. You know, I think, why should we get taxed more? Like, if whoever taxes us can't manage the money they're already getting and they're in trillions of debt already, then why should we give them more money? Why can't entrepreneurs and business owners and billionaires be work in tandem with the system and the government? Because the thing with the public sector is it's not a business. It's in debt and it's insolvent. So as an entrepreneur, if you're in debt and insolvent, it's illegal to trade insolvently and you go bust and you have a load of creditors and they come for you. It's illegal to trade insolvently. Most governments around the world have been trading insolvently for decades, hundreds of years, but it's okay. And then what they'll do is they'll fine us more tax, and then they'll manage that money just as bad as they managed the last money bad. And then what most of the working class do is go tax the billionaires, fucking tax the rich. That'll solve it. So yeah, let's tax the rich. Let's take a lot of the rich people's money away. Let's make all the rich less productive. You know, all the things that you enjoy, your products and services, and all the nice home delivery from Amazon, and the Netflix subscription, and all the nice things that, you know, we enjoy as a working or middle class. I tell you what, everyone who built those companies, let's tax the fuck out of them because they've got loads of money, and see how your products and services go then. All that will happen is you penalise them for production. There'll be lower production. The money will go from productive, creative, disruptive companies and entrepreneurs who make the world go round. It'll go to the public sector system who are already trillions in debt and they'll fucking waste it. They'll waste it. That's what'll happen because that's what's been happening forever. Oh. Anyway, quick summary. Insider has just reported that is now illegal for bosses to text or message workers outside of office hours. You will be fined if you email your worker at 5:31, even if their mother is dying, even if there's a server outage, a massive security breach, a COVID outbreak. No, sorry, you have to wait till the next day at 9:01 before you can message them. Do you know what law they tried to pass? That you're allowed to turn your phone off at 5:30 and then open it at 9:30. Now, look, if the angle of this was that there's a lot of mental health issues, people aren't relaxing and recovering and they're stressed and there's, you know, nervous breakdowns and people need to, you know, take time off. If that was the angle, I'd kind of think, OK, well, there might be a better way of doing it. But that's a good angle to come from. But it's nothing to do with that. It's because they want to attract digital nomads. But here's the freaking irony. If you're a digital nomad, you work anytime, anywhere. So you don't do 9 to 5. But now it's illegal for me to message you at 9 to... You are my remote worker. And it's illegal for me to message you out of office hours. But you work for me. So basically what we're saying is, let's give all the power and control to the employees and the... By the way, I've got nothing against digital nomads. I wrote the book Life Leverage. But I employ you. I pay your, you know, I pay your wages. I pay tax on you. And I'm not allowed to message you. And I'm not blaming you, by the way, if you are a digital nomad. I'm talking about the system. Oh. Now, another law's passed is that work from home expenses should be covered by the company. I'm cool with that. As long as it works the other way. And there, a lot of European countries are having remote work visas, which I guess is an easier way to get in the country and work. Digital nomading has gone up a lot since the lockdown, 50% increase on 2020, 11 million digital nomads now in the US. That's all cool, all of that. Do not bring this freaking law to our country, though. Do not make...
I already don't like how things are going with what I can and can't do with my freedom. Our freedom is being impinged. You should be able to message anyone you want. By the way, I think it should be my right to contact you as long as I'm not spamming you. As long as I am not stealing data and messaging you, if we are in communication, i.e. I have permission to email or message you and you have permission to email or message me. Let's say that we've had that agreement because you work for me or you're my friend. I should be able to message you when I want. That is my right. It's also your right not to reply. Don't make it illegal for me to message you. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear some thoughts of digital nomads. I'd love to hear some thoughts of people who are employed. I just don't want this law coming to this country. Look, it's not just me I'm worried about. You know, I have 250 staff and outsourcers and contractors, and I want to keep them all employed, please. And I kept them all pretty much employed through the lockdown and got pretty much fuck all help. A bit of furloughing, a bit. All these loans that were apparently easy to get. Well, Mark and I never really saw many of them. You had to be 4'2" with a 12-inch penis and 48.3 years old with 17 kids and 50-inch biceps just to qualify. So that was all nice packaging, but actually it was pretty freaking impossible to get those loans. So we had to do it ourselves, and I don't mind that. But don't then freaking up my taxes. Don't up corp tax, up income tax, up national insurance, and make it illegal for me to message my staff. Don't do it. Anyway, hit the share button. Let me know what you think. Maybe I'm on crack. I don't know. If I've missed something, please point it out to me. I've looked into this. I've tried to think, okay, from their point of view, what are they trying to achieve here? I don't know. I can't see it. Because if you're a digital nomad, you work anytime, anywhere. So why would it matter when I message you as a digital nomad? And also, isn't this like creating a victim state? Like, can't you just not open your email if you need a few hours off? If you need a break from work, don't open your emails at 6 and open them at 7 or 8 p.m. just to check. You're not a baby. Here's what I also worry about. Making it illegal to message someone that you've got permission to message. What the fuck is next? What's going to be illegal next? Oh, I looked at you in the staff room. Oh, no, this is my break. You looked at me. That's illegal. Rob is fined. Oh, you breathed. Rob is fined. Whoa! Right, hit the share button. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Let me know if you agree with me. Let me know if you disagree with me. Let me know if you've got any other research. I'm going to get in the comments. I'm going to have a quick nap because I freaking need it. And then I'm in the comments. Oh, by the way, I'm open-minded to learn. I am open-minded to learn. If there's another angle I'm missing here, please let me know. This is not about the fact that this rule has been passed. This, because it's in Portugal, you could say, well, it doesn't affect me. But if it proliferates through Europe, what happens next? Hit the share button. Let's get chatting.